Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 21st, 2017, and I'm your host, Paul Filion, here this week with my co-host, B. Steve. How's it going, Steve?
Very good, and you?
Good, good. So this week, you're sitting in for Antoine instead of sitting in for me.
Yeah, it feels... Well, actually, I'm sitting for Antoine, but usually Antoine is sitting for you, and I'm sitting for Antoine.
Oh, it's true. So technically, your role has not changed. Just the person who's missing has.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm still ghosting the news. So it's not too much of a difference for me, but for you, it might be more destabilizing.
That's okay. I'll try to get through it, Steve. I'll try. It could be worse. I could be with Yom.
Yeah, indeed.
poor Yom. Got to get the jabs in when I can. Good. Yeah, so Antoine's away at a work retreat, having all kinds of fun with his coworkers, while we're here stuck at home, you know, having fun with our miniatures. And I just want to say before we start the show that, you know, Antoine, we owe him a great deal of gratitude for the amount of work he puts into doing the research for the new show every week. It is an enormous time sink, and I always knew that, but never having had to try to do the research, I never realized quite how bad it was. And to be honest, Steve did most of the stuff. Steve and Antoine did most of the stuff for this week. I added like a few things and that was it. Because my life's been pretty hectic with the newborn. So my hat's off to both you gentlemen. And especially Antoine, who does this week after week without complaint.
Antoine did most of the work. I just added a couple of stuff I've seen on Twitter today. So, but he did the base of the...
The lion's share.
Yeah, exactly. Of this week's news as well.
So Antoine,
thanks
a lot. Yeah. All right. So with that being said, we'll get the show started. It's going to be a pretty short show,
because we cannot dig as much as Antoine. Let's admit it.
Well, the thing is, Antoine is like a gaming magnet, and because he follows so much gaming stuff, he sees a lot more stuff.
Yeah.
I follow gaming, but I'm a multidisciplinary in my hobbies. So between gaming, paintball, my computer interests, and work, and the kids and stuff, I've time constrained is a little bit different. Antoine is very nearly 100% focused in his free time on gaming. So, at least I think he is. I could be wrong, but I think that's his primary passion.
I think so too.
And with you, Steve, if we did a show about Guild Ball, you'd be all in on that. So.
We should do one of the main show about Guild Ball one of these days.
Who knows? Maybe we'll do a spin-off show.
Who knows?
Guilds of the North. We've talked about it before.
It could be a thing.
It could be a thing. All right, let's get the news done. So, as always, we're going to start with our non-crowdfunding news. And first up this week is old friends of ours. New releases for Relics from Tor Gaming.
Yeah, it's been a while we've talked about Relic on either the main show or the news. And this week is a good time to talk about them because there are some pre-orders from them for the Britannon and the New Ems player. So there are two new miniature. There's a Bagpiper and another more, it's called Insanis. And he's kind of looking crazy a bit with a jacket that has both arms tied together.
Yeah, well, let's face it, the New Em are kind of crazy. They're dwarves who are motivated by pain, right? So it's they're not exactly normal.
No.
But as always, I really love the details that Tor puts on these minis. Looking at the Bagpiper, I mean, he's Britannian, right? So he's a ragdoll. And he's a ragdoll with like the Scottish giant mustache and the traditional hat and the bagpipes and stuff. He looks really cool. And we haven't heard a lot about Tor Gaming because they've been doing their second edition of Relics and stuff. So they kind of slowed down the releases and started working on the new rule set. And if that's not out already, that must be ready to go almost any time now. But as always, very, very cute minis. The Insanis, I mean...
Yeah, he's lovely.
He looks like a little crazed, atrophied dwarf. I mean, that's pretty much what he's supposed to be, and that's what he looks like. The facial details are really good. I really love the little tongue hanging out of his mouth. So he looks crazed.
Yeah.
So I think painted up properly, they look really cool. I'm just not sure where Yon would put the OSL on him.
Well, probably like there's a banner pole, so we could do maybe some OSL from that, making the M on the back glowing or something like that.
Okay. I'm only joking because Yom actually plays this faction and they have OSL on them, on their faces.
Yeah.
And Yom is the master of OSL, as we know. That's his claim to fame.
Trademark, more.
Well, it won him an award.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned this on any of the shows, but he actually won recently. Privateer Press did a contest, monthly contest for OSL. And he entered a Signar Warjack that had a lot of OSL on it, and he won.
Came first. So,
yeah, kudos to Yom. Someone actually likes his models. I mean, had to happen, I suppose. No, I'm just kidding. It was a gorgeous model, so kudos to him for winning that. And now that I've sidetracked us, let me get back on track. next up, this is a bit of local news. So we have a local miniature painter, gamer, who's released an ebook on Amazon. So why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, it's Max Dubois, who's the one of the owner of the new gaming store in Quebec City, Elfire. And his book is called How to Become a Successful Professional Miniature Painter. So it's only available on the Kindle as an ebook, and it's really cheap. It's $5, so... It's a good start to if you want to delve into making a living or adding tips to produce miniature at a higher level. And it's a local guy, so it's worth checking out.
It's not a very long book. It's 48 pages.
Yeah.
And considering it's on a Kindle, it's maybe closer to like a 35-page small format paperback. But still, considering the subject matter, I never thought someone would be able to get 35 pages out of that material. And it seems to be pretty interesting because it's doing fairly well from what we're talking about. What were you saying? It's like ranked 20th right now in like the miniature gaming section on Amazon?
Yeah, it's 20th place. So
which doesn't sound very good, but if you consider the volume of books on Amazon, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So good for him. Always nice to see someone local do something interesting. Though, to be honest, if I was going to pick a local artist to write a book on professional miniature painting, I would not have expected it to be him. Yeah. Next up, Infinity March releases.
So today they announced all the new release for the month of March. And this month, next month, there's a... Eugen starter pack, so they're redoing and releasing a new starter pack, and there's a couple of units for a couple of faction. We have moderators and some Akislam model as well. And as always, Infinity models are really good looking, lots of dynamic poles, and they're doing a really good job on the model side.
Yeah, no one can ever fault their model design. Especially now that they've increased the scale a bit, so not everything's so spindly.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, for if you like that anime-style sci-fi future look, can't go wrong.
Yeah,
the sculpts are excellent. And let's not forget that their studio paint jobs are also awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up... Aliens vs. Predator 2nd Edition on pre-order by Protos.
So, basically, it's the title says it all. Pretty much they're doing a new edition of the game, and they're releasing a new box set with the new rules, and I'm not sure, probably some new miniature, but I'm really not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know if the miniatures are all the same or not, but it's a starter box set, so it comes with a bunch of plastic miniatures for Marines, Predators, and Aliens of different types. So it looks pretty cool. I know there's a pretty strong fan following for the original release. I did not realize there was a second one on the way, so it'll be interesting to see where that goes. Next in line, this is a bit of a blast from the past. So Forge World has released some Blood Bowl star players.
Yeah, actually, all the star players for the release of Blood Bowl from Game Workshop are handled by Forge World. And this time we have a collection of them. We have some classic, we have Mighty Zug, Varag Gulchur, and I have blank on the third one.
Morgenthorg,
sorry.
The ogre.
Yeah. So they did the resculpt to fit more with the new aesthetic of the existing model from the plastic wow. set.
I mean, not only that, like the original sculpts were 25, 30 years old or something, right?
Yeah.
Like they were due.
Kind of.
And you know what? And this is going to sound ridiculous because it's a three model pack. You can buy the models individually, but they also sell the star players as a three pack for £56, which considering it's Forge World, it's isn't not... actually that much.
Yeah, exactly.
Considering I spent $50 on a single, you know, Turbinator sized Marine in Canadian, this actually seems like a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's I think that's available right now. So those are those are pre-orders.
Pre-orders.
Those are pre-orders. Yeah, they ship February 24th. And along the same lines from our buddies over at Forge World, we've got some hobby releases.
Yeah, there's a couple of releases for the Hobbit. The first one is the Rune Watchtower of Amun-Sul at Weathertop, classic scene from the movie, and it's a great reproduction. And like we were talking before the recording, I think it's a re-release.
Yeah, because there was definitely a release for that under Lord of the Rings.
Yeah,
back in the day. So I don't know if it's a resculpt or the same thing. It is a gorgeous terrain piece either way, with a pretty spectacular price too, as Steve was as we said before, right?
Yeah,
and not necessarily spectacular in a good way. Just
it's 255 pounds, but it's still a big piece because it's 16 inches in diameter. So
it's. That is a very, very big model. And I'm just curious here to see... what was that price point?
$255.
Yeah, good radio here while I look this up on XE.com. I'm just curious to see now.
In Canadian?
417 Canadian. Ooh, that's a bit tough.
And odds are you're going to get hit at custom as well.
Yeah, at that price point, probably.
But you do get free shipping, though.
Well, I should hope so. I should hope so. A lovely piece, though. But aside from that, we've got some other releases.
Yeah, there's a couple of dwarves release. Some dwarves with spears, but more interestingly, dwarves riding goat. So
I know, like... How do you go wrong with dwarves riding goats?
I don't know. You cannot go wrong with that. I mean...
I'll be honest. Seeing these models makes me want to play this game.
I wouldn't go that far, but I really like the models.
This was really... Because I know Yeom and Antoine have armies, because of course they have armies for this game. And I think they have fully painted. I think Yeom has the orcs, and I don't know what Antoine has. He might have... Rohan or something, I don't remember. But yeah, this looking at these guys, it really makes me want to buy some. I don't know if I want to spend that money on that when I could buy other games that I'd actually play, but they're gorgeous models.
Yeah,
like they're everything really, in Forge World.
Yeah, they're really good looking. And you can get it either on a smaller 3-pack or get a complete warband. And in the warband, you have a dwarf riding a boar as well.
Yeah, the Dane.
Yeah.
The leader type. Ah, they look so cool. All right. And that ends our regular news items.
Yeah.
Now we're moving on to the Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And first up is another project by a local company. So it's... Hey, you know what? I didn't put the titles in. So it's Jovian Wars by DreamPod9.
Yeah, and it's a resin spaceship miniature. Actually, it's looks like Gundam, let's be honest. That's pretty much what it is. It's a space battle with some mech as well, robot on the side. So it's already funded, but there's not that much details on the page about like games and everything. But maybe Paul, you have more details.
Well, I don't have any details for the game. Yeah. I mean, it's a space battle game, yeah. With instead of launching fighters, you launch mecha Gundam style, right? And this is actually a re-release of a game that was out several years ago.
Okay.
These are resculpts of the ships. To me, I mean, the ships were a fairly good size before, but I get the impression the scale may have changed slightly. These look like they might be bigger, but I might be mistaken. I think I saw on the Kickstarter a scale somewhere where...
Yeah, you have a ruler near the bottom, so...
4 inch?
Yeah, know? 4 inches in yeah, length.
They might be slightly bigger than they used to be. These are resin casts with pewter bits, which is, again, similar to what we used to have. And, you know, they're definitely more detailed sculpts than the original ships. The original ships didn't have a lot of surface detail. They were kind of bland. These definitely look more detailed, more parts, so more interesting models. So if you're looking for a space battle game, you know, and the others that are out there don't do it for you, this could be more interesting. Also, if you just want to support a local company, if you're based up here in Canada, this could be kind of good. Now, they originally were looking for $9,000. They're currently at $11,870. So they're fully funded. There's 25 days left to go on the Kickstarter. And barring something unforeseen, this Kickstarter will be fully funded on Saturday, March 18th, 2017. Next up is The Five Cyclones.
Yeah, it's it's a game, but it's really more about miniatures. 75 millimeters, really detailed resin miniature. And you have, so far there's five miniature in the Kickstarter. That's why it's called The Five Cyclones. And it's it's Oriental fantasy design. So
yeah, so definitely very Oriental. It makes me think kind of in the style of Last Airbender.
Yeah, it's more like we've seen a couple of more Japanese-oriented release, but this one is really more Chinese-style release.
Yeah. Nice models.
Yeah.
So I believe they're 44 euros a piece in the Kickstarter. And I think there's a...
There's a bundle for all five of them as well.
Yeah. And that's the base price. Some of the models are bigger. Like, there's some larger models that I think are slightly higher price point. They go up to 48
But they're 75 millimeters as well, so...
Yeah, so they're big models, absolutely. But at that price point, I mean, you're looking at about $62 Canadian.
Yeah.
So it's still pretty reasonable for 75 mil in resin. I don't think anyone would call that exorbitant price. And they are unique. I mean, in that scale, we often see high fantasy stuff. We don't often see Asian-inspired. Or we see historicals as well. We don't see a lot of Asian-inspired models in that size range. So I think it could be interesting. And, you know, they have a bunch of swag t-shirts and whatever else you can order.
And there are a couple of more unlocks for other miniatures as well.
Yeah, so there's other stuff hopefully down the road. Now, looking at where they're at right now, they are almost completed. So they're looking for 4,500 euros. They're at 4,046 currently with 34 days to go. So I think it's a safe bet to say this will get funded.
Yeah.
34 days and only, you know, 450 euros off. You know, at 44 euros a model, you know, six more people back this, we're good to go. So if it reaches its goal, which I expect it will, it'll be fully funded on Monday, March 27th, 2017. Next in line, what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? We got the Mauser Earth War for Paris, a Dieselpunk miniatures game.
So this is 50 millimeters resin miniature, and it's a skirmish game set in steampunk universe.
Diesel punk
set in 1938. And it's still while the World War II is still going. So,
yeah. Sorry, I only laugh because, you know, we go to TempleCon, right?
Yeah.
And one year I went to TempleCon, and someone was there asking about, like, it was someone staying in the hotel was wondering kind of what the con was. So I was like, oh, it's a steampunk convention. And one of the people there was like, no, man, no, this year's theme is like Ray Gun Gothic. And I looked at the guy, and I looked back at the person who talked to me about it, and I'm like, yeah, steampunk. So, you know, it's going to be very specific, Steve. You don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah. There's nuance
now,
of steampunk.
I think it's kind of like that weird world look to it. And there are some designs I think are very cool. Looking at the Atlantic Alliance starter, like, I like the robot they've got showing there.
And Captain Canada.
Yeah, well, you know. How do you go wrong with Captain Canada?
Exactly.
But that robot, that style, I've seen that a lot lately with kind of the World War One style helmet head with the circle. It looks almost like that little robot from Star Wars.
Yeah.
Right? But he's a cool sculpt. And the I'm guessing it's a police officer or a sheriff of some kind. Looks really cool. Like Captain Canada, well, whatever. The Reich starter with all the converted, like, anthropomorphic people.
Yeah, testing, yeah.
And it looks like there's a zombie soldier on the end.
Yeah, but there's the man dog and the...
Yeah, man rat and the zombie. And the weird scientist with the giant syringe. Looks cool. The Soviet starter. I don't know, like... That guy who's holding the chains with the... I don't know what those are, but they look almost like sensors, like you'd see in a church. You swing the incense. But it's like two of them on a chain. He looks pretty badass. Like,
and some Soviet babes.
And of course, you have to have the sexy commissar looking
chain. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And we've got some... There's a Japanese Pacific Empire starter pack. We've only got one model, I think, out of that so far. Oh, no, there's some prototypes. There's a prototype of the second model and the third. So they look pretty cool, too. I mean, it's an interesting take. We're seeing a lot of these kind of... alternate history games now. It seems to be in style. But this has a slightly different look. I really like it.
It looks good. And it's a bit... well, it's 50 millimeter model, so...
Yeah. And you know what? At 45 euros...
For the starter?
For a starter, it's going to be like 63 bucks. For a starter of... 55 mil, you said? 50 mil?
50 mil.
50 mil models. I don't think that's unreasonable for models that size. And it looks... Well, it looks like it's going pretty well. So they're looking for 10,000 euros. They currently have 7,184 with 26 days to go. So it's looking like a solid Kickstarter. And if they hit their funding goal, they'll be fully funded on March 19th, 2017. Now then, last but not least, this is something that really, really caught my eye. The Dragon Empire Kickstarter.
So, it's a Kickstarter by Titan Forge. We know them because they did some quality miniature in the past. And this time they're going to Kickstarter for an entire new army. So, it's all based on... another Oriental team. I guess it's something this week. And it's for a fantasy game base. 28 millimeters. So you could use them. And it's on square base. So they're kind of...
For which game exactly?
Probably Ninth Age, I guess.
Yeah. I guess... I wonder if Kings of War has a Far East...
I'm not sure.
...army. I don't know. But you could probably use this as Empire or something.
Yeah, for sure.
Or, you know what? Let's be honest. You could use this in Age of Sigmar, too. You just mount them on some round bases and say, the giant ogre-type things are ogres, or ogors, whatever they're called now. Like, you could just make them count as for other models in the faction, which is the nice thing about Age of Sigmar. Not that I really want to talk about this since we're supposed to be talking about that, but that made no sense, that sentence. Not that I really want to talk about Age of Sigmar, but it is very flexible in terms of if you want to do something like take this army and put it in into Age of Sigmar, because they've split the game into like basically only two factions, you know, good guys and bad guys. It makes it easy to grab models from multiple different armies and proxy, right?
Yeah.
So you could really get some use out of this. And these are gorgeous sculpts.
They're really good looking at models. The dragon is really good.
Oh, the dragon is gorgeous. I love, like I said, the ogres with the big clubs, I guess you could call them.
And what about the samurai riding lions?
Yeah, the Japanese lions, like the statues.
Yeah,
exactly. These, like, this is just wow.
And I've seen other models that they did in the past, like they did the goblin zombie army and the ogres pirate like army as well. They did the couple of years ago, and they're really awesome models.
Yeah. No, the pledge levels are kind of interesting because it's like two pledge levels from what I can see. You have the $99 pledge, which gives you 40 basic troopers, a unit of spears and a unit of swords. So it looks like, yes. And $30 to spend on add-ons. And then all the freebies that are unlocked, which are some cool models, definitely. And then the next pledge is the Dragon Pledge, which gives you one unit of 20 miniatures, the Dragon Miniature, all unlocked freebies, and 125 to spend on add-ons. So it's a little bizarre. I'm assuming in the Pledge Manager, you'll be able to pick and choose more models.
By the units, because there's lots of add-on that are unlocked.
Unlocked, cannoneers and riflemen and
archers,
chain guns.
Lots of character as well.
And a bunch of new freebies. Ninjas. I mean, you got ninjas. How do you go wrong with ninjas? An archer hero.
And there's still stuff to unlock.
You know, I wonder if you could maybe use this as like a proxy wood elf army. Right, spears, swords, archers.
It would be far-fetched, I think.
Well, with the new elves, the fact is all the elves are together. The swordsman can become swordsman of Hoeth. The spears are, you know, elven spears. You've got archers. You've got dragons. See, we've totally figured out how you can use this in Age of Sigmar. Right there, just use the elves. Done deal. Okay, cannons. So you don't have cannons. So allied empire. It's all good.
But you have bolt thrower, so it's okay.
That's true. You got bolt throwers. See, you can, like, you're on board? You're on board, yeah.
No, not sure.
All right. So I'm assuming, So they're going for $10,000 US. They are currently at $51,183 with 12 days to go. So this is fully backed, no questions asked. The Kickstarter will complete on Sunday, March 5th, 2017. And that, as they say, is that, Steve.
Yeah, that wraps up the news.
I just want to thank you once again for coming on this week and for helping with the research.
Thanks for having me, Paul. It's always a pleasure.
Oh, well, yeah, that's me.
You're humble, Paul.
I'm totally humble. That's why everyone loves me.
Exactly.
All right, Steve. I'll see you next time. Thanks again. Bye, geeks. Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Indie Conquest, a blog helping indie board game designers succeed, providing useful resources from designing games, utilizing Kickstarter, and finally manufacturing and distributing your games. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.